Whatever coming from the goblins of I take. Together I and I fit take a make. Togetherness I and I fit take a make. Lioness, principally rock solid up.
This is Reverend Buckburn, gonna start in about a minute. Tapers and relay broadcasters, Reverend Buckburn is starting in about a minute.
She will fully go sick if you trespass.
Say when.
He come like Zion, the wicked man coming after. Hey, he's a lion. Zeri food, Pataru, Makaru, Raya, Makacha. Monkey would not climb. I tell them I'll chase on the ground, I tell them respect Rasta.
Okay. Good evening, this is Reverend Buckburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In, and tonight the theme is Send Michael Jackson to the Vatican, Part 1. And we're going to have a lot of fun with that. It's also the Bio Democracy Conference in Philadelphia, which has been happening all weekend and shall continue for the next couple of days. And we'll get some material in about that as well. And also a lot of tunes, a ton of tunes, and some news, an update on the Archives Project, where one can download shows, and so much more, and some great Michael Jackson and Vatican material. First, since I am clergy, let's start off with something rather holy by Icons of Filth from England. This is entitled Onward, Christian Soldiers.
System, 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 system,
I mean, people are acting like so weirdly paranoid about talking and saying anything negative about the war with the government. I mean, everybody got upset at the Dixie Chicks because they said they were ashamed to be from Texas. And yeah, I mean, I understand what they mean. I mean, they can say what they want too. And the press blew it all out of proportion. Like, there was like a big, you know, big Dixie Chicks CD destroying festivals, and it was the same picture every time. It was one redneck stepping on his jewel case. That he had accidentally dropped on the way out of Sam Goody. So he actually had to go back and get another one. And artists are supposed to comment on culture. That's the function of art. So I don't understand why they have to have such a backlash. So
you can't afford no You can't afford no ring. I should be wearing white and you can't afford no ring. You finally took my hand, you finally took my hand and took a nip of gin, but you finally took my hand. Afford no ring, you can't afford no ring. I shouldn't be wearing white, and you can't afford no ring.
Jesse Helms. colored folks get anywhere near the pole, so they put up barricades so they couldn't punch their holes. Chads, that is, Duval County, Miami-Dade. All the votes were counted, all the five Supreme stepped in. Told all the voters, hey, we want our George to win. Stop counting votes was their solemn invocation. And that's how little Georgie got his coronation. Rigged, that is, illegitimate, no more authority. Y'all come back now, you hear?
Crecí y morí, ¿me entendés? Que vete. muerto confiaba en su gente y en calavera.
You heard Los Fabulosos Cadillacs doing El Muerto. MDC did Ballad of GW and Destroying the Planet. Dixie Chicks did White Trash Wedding. Margaret Cho did Dixie Chicks from her comedy CD, Revolution. Crass did Systematic Death and started off with Icons of Filth doing Onward Christian Soldiers. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on live every Sunday night at RadioVolta.org, where the show is repeat broadcasted Tuesday nights, 7 to 9 p.m. Also East Coast time, USA. And always repeat broadcasted Wednesday mornings, 6 to 8 a.m. The Reverend Is In is also relay broadcasted live at atheistnetwork.com, where the show is repeat broadcasted Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 7 a.m. and 9 p.m., also East Coast time, USA, and repeat broadcasted there, oh so appropriately, on Sunday mornings when the show is back-to-back with the great Hour of Slack. The Reverend Is In is also relay broadcasted live at two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered or kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic, fundamentalist, or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. To write to the Reverend about show themes, song requests, your birthdays, feedback to old themes, or input into the forthcoming themes, write to Reverend Bookburn, care of Quail, as in Dan Numnuts Quail, the biggest fucking idiot after Reagan and before George W. Moron Bush, Quail, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, Quail at sjcdc.org. And at that website, sjcdc.org, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, you could check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. The Reverend has now submitted some shows for the Reverend Bookburn Archives Project and blog site, which is at reverendbookburn.com. So it's like it's one word, reverendbookburn.com. And there's some blogs there. And there's about 10 shows so far. I don't know if they made them accessible yet or if they're just still designing that page. But at reverendbookburn.com, there'll be about 10 shows available three from 2003, and the rest from this year, going up to the Reverend's birthday show from this past April. ReverendBookburn.com. Next week on The Reverend Is In, Send Michael Jackson to the Vatican Part 2, and all the material we don't get to tonight, we'll just save for next week. When we do Send Michael Jackson to the Vatican Part 2, because tonight we're also covering the BioDev conference from biodev.org or reclaimthecommons.net. And a very exciting conference and actions while the biotech masters are in Philadelphia. Future themes include recovery for propagandists, in which we will discuss the 12-step monopoly and delusional higher power recovery systems, and the misuses of the word addiction, such as love addiction, sex addiction, porn addiction, internet addiction, television addiction, golf club addiction, and other bullshit propagandistic misuses of the term. And we'll cover that extensively and have a lot of fun with that, as well as pubic property, where we will discuss sex negativism and Puritan posturing from all schools of thought and walks of life, liberal and conservative, left wing and right wing, from Christian fundamentalists to groupthink freethinkers to certain kinds of women's studies classes. All will be covered in the pubic property show, and everybody's ideas that have been contributed so far will be incorporated into that show. Other future themes include Reverend Bookburn performs the wedding of Tom DeLay and Terry Schiavo's corpse. The Reverend cracks the Da Pinch Me code. Halliburton gives Condi an oilgasm. Henry Hyde's retirement party. More perverted stories of moral crusaders, starring Neil Horsley, Randall Terry, David Hager, Henry Hyde, and many more. A forthcoming baptism on The Reverend Is In, and a forthcoming exorcism, and a forthcoming reverse exorcism. Can't wait to do that. Future live musical guests, Midnight Creeps from midnightcreeps.com, and when her book comes out entitled Sexy Witch, which is this autumn, when Sexy Witch is released, LaSara Firefox will be on her book tour, which will come through Philadelphia, and she will be a live guest on the show probably early October. You can check her out at LaSara, LaSara, LaSara.us. And some other live guests, some not definite yet, and some it's premature to say whether or not they will actually be guests, and also I want to save them as a surprise. All of that is to come on The Reverend Is In. Tonight is part one of Send Michael Jackson to the Vatican, which is a theme that has long been promised to you in the while waiting for the end of his trial and verdict, and if convicted, what kind of sentence he got. And interestingly enough, he was, if you were hiding in Bin Laden or Dickless Cheney's caves, not guilty on all 10 counts, all 10 charges against him. And even though Hippie John tends to disagree, I think the odds are stupendously high that he really was guilty, as assuredly as the thousands of priests who are also perpetrators of child sexual abuse. And I think it's important for advocates of sexual freedom to note that there is nothing acceptable about child sexual abuse. There is nothing good about it. There's nothing funny about it. There's nothing okay about it. And it is a horror. It is a sickness. It is criminal, not because the law says it is, but because it just is. And in the case of the priests or Michael Jackson, it is a situation where people, not only rich and powerful, but also people put on a pedestal, can get away with things that somebody not on a pedestal would do dozens and dozens of years for perpetrating. And I don't think, contrary to what some bozos and blogs on the internet have said, I don't think race was even a variable in it. I think it was the pedestal thing, and that is something that we can fight with independent media, with shows like this, with alternative mediums. Okay, we're going to try this cassette recorder. Coming up is a song by Kill the Man Who Questions. And that song will go out to the perpetrators of the biotech conference in Philadelphia. And that is entitled Number One Asshole. But before that, let us try to get this cassette machine working. And this is a release that tremendously upsets Michael Jackson. And the reason it does is because at one point in his mega stardom in the 80s, he bought pretty much the entirety of the rock and roll catalog, the publishing rights, the ownership rights, which then, of course, intensified the use of rock songs for commercials. And there was a song, this is also from Lord Jesus, there was a song entitled Another Song for Michael Jackson to Steal, or Another Song for Michael Jackson to Sell, I forget which it was, by Big Bong or somebody like that. We're trying to find these recordings, and Lord Jesus is on the case to find that as well for part two of Send Michael Jackson to the Vatican. And so we're going to try to find that song to play, a song that he sued over, and this little band on this little independent label got sued by the Michael Jackson lawyers for his Another Song for Michael Jackson to Steal recording. And similarly, the Plunderphonic Project did songs ranging from the Beatles to Michael Jackson to all kinds of artists whose material Michael Jackson became the owner of. And so they would do all kinds of experiments with clips and kind of reworking an artist's song in their own special way, probably violating all kinds of copyright laws, but having a lot of fun with it and doing some great recordings. The Reverend is still looking for a copy of Love from Abbey Road, release also by Plunderphonic. This one is just entitled Plunderphonic, had a hilarious cartoon cover of Michael Jackson from the Bad album cover, except it was a caricature of him that appeared in the nude as the artist visualized him. Let us play the first couple of tracks from Plunderphonic. Lord, please make Radio Volta's primitive cassette recorder play. We mean it. This isn't funny, Lord. conspiracy will do a 10-year sentence beginning July 06 after he testifies against his former bosses. And be sure to check out EnronMovie.com and see it. In Philadelphia, you can see it at Ritz at the Bourse. Corporate Crime at CorpWatch.org. Reverend Leon Dehon is ready for beautification for sainthood, but it's been delayed because people objected to his anti-Semitic writings. So the Church of Pedophilia has yet another anti-Semite besides Hitler that they want to support. Let's see. What else is happening? From truthout.org, did George W. Bush steal America's 2004 election? By Harvey Wasserman and others. Mississippi Burnin' Song from the Flag and the Rainbow CD by Sandy Rapp. Sandy, S-A-N-D-Y, Rapp, R-A-P-P, one word, sandyrapp.com. Sick of talking, and it's been a long weekend. And the handwriting bites. Well, the Reverend Bookburn influence has spread far and wide. At first, I thought there really was a fetus eater, until I realized this was from an anti-choice bozo. Fetus eater loses medical license. Yes, we have claimed to have eaten fetuses on the show, but this is more anti-choice bullshit, along with the phony abortion breast cancer link, which doesn't exist, and others. But that was funny. I'll forward that to you if you want to read it. And from alternet.org, the meaningless apology on lynching. The vast bulk of black Americans see the apology for what it is, a scam with no substantial benefits and less good faith. Alternet.org. All right, some quick plugs, and then we'll get back to the music. To see the cartoon about Lipods, starring Bush and Blair, Lipods is at images.ucomics, the letter U, ucomics.com, and always humor that's worthwhile at whitehouse.org and landoverbaptist.org. Resistance to the militarization of schools at refusingtokill.net, and for some hot 1-900 provocative statements about the Bush regime, go to liegirls.com. They changed live girls to liegirls.com. Lie to me because we like it. All right, coming up in this set, we're going to play a song for the Canadian book burner who has been helpful with the show for a very long time and irreplaceable in the process of doing the Archives Project. We'll play him a song by DOA. We'll play a song by Crucifix. And, of course, we'll play a song for Michael Jackson by Rudimentary Peni, called Alice Crucifies the Pedophiles. And we'll play Philadelphia Legends from the first wave of hardcore autistic behavior. But first, let's play Weird Al Yankovic's goof on the priest wannabe Michael Jackson, a remake of his song Bad. This is entitled Fat. Lord, make the turntable work.
On you, the word is out, better treat me right, cause I'm the king of cellulite. Ham on, ham on, ham on whole wheat. Alright, my zippers bust, my buckles break, I'm too much man for
the movies. I take up seven rooms because I'm fat, fat, fat.
Come on.
Really, really fat. You know I'm fat, fat,
I'm fat.
You know I'm really fat. You know I'm fat, fat,
I'm fat.
Come on.
Really, really
you
fat.
Know. Don't you call me Pudgy Portly or Stout. Don't you tell me once again who's fat. It measures on the Richter scale. Down at the beach, I'm a lucky man. I'm the only one who gets a tan. If I have one more pie a la mode, I'm gonna need my own zip code. When you only have seconds, I'm having 23rds. When I go to get my shoe shine, I gotta take their word because I'm fat, fat,
I'm fat.
Come on,
really, really fat.
You know I'm fat, fat,
I'm fat.
You know
really,
it,
really fat.
You know I'm fat, fat,
I'm fat.
You know
really,
it,
really
you
fat.
Know. And my shadow weighs 42 pounds. Let me tell you once again, who's fat? Give me plenty space. If I tell you that I'm hungry, then won't you feed my face? Because I'm fat, fat,
I'm fat.
Show me
really, really fat.
You know I'm fat, fat,
I'm fat.
You know
really,
it,
really fat.
You know I'm fat, fat,
I'm fat.
You know
really,
it,
really, really
you
fat.
Know
what?
When I sit around the house, I really sit around the house. You know I'm fat, fat,
I'm fat.
Show me
really, really fat.
You know I'm fat, fat,
I'm fat.
You know it, you know,
fat.
You know, you know,
really, really
come
fat.
On, and you know.
Okay, just one Father's Day song.
Why can't you be like Joe and Paul? You're
so sad.
Your veins. You ain't with the blood that runs. boy, forget what you do.
Let me ask you a question. Is your money the good? Will it buy you forgiveness? Do you think that it could? I think you will find when your death takes its toll. All the money you make will never bother your soul.
Will never bother your soul. And I hope that you die and your death will come too. I'll follow your casket down a pill at the noon. And I'll watch while you go on down to your deathbed. And I'll stand on your grave till I'm sure that you're dead. Till I'm sure that you're dead. And I stand on your grave till I'm sure that you're dead.
My name is Dr. Laura Hoare. And I'm here to tell you that I'm a very moral, ethical, opinionated, conservative Republican woman of the highest morals and integrity. I stand for America and patriotism, and I lie down and spread for the same damn reasons. I do not suffer gladly any liberal bullshit. Why, I hate liberal Democrats. I loathe everything about them. In fact, strange as it is, I hate them so much that at times I find them irresistibly sexy. Sometimes watching them on TV, whining and pandering to all the special interest groups like the poor, the minorities, the gays, the idiots in the middle class makes me so mad that I become turned on. And the sweet juices of my rage flows like a river from my loins. I'm here to tell all you chaste and pure thinking conservative men and women to throw yourselves naked on the altar of George W. Bush and thank the Lord that he put this intellectual genius in office after the long suffering years under Bill Clinton's penis. Oh, this is Dr. Laura Hoare saying good day.
Oh, shit, man. Put out a warning when you do one of those, man.
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And we have a runner-up. Sunday, June 19th, 2005 at RadioVolta.org, AtheistNetwork.com, and two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. First, the runner-up. Runner-up to Asshole of the Week goes behind the name of A. Marl Jones. A. Marl Jones sends out emails asking people to go to his website to join his army of people to patrol the internet and then campaign for an end to what he considers to be obscenity. We need moral patrollers, says A. Marl Jones. A. Marl Jones runner-up to Asshole of the Week. And that leaves us with that special someone, actually a group headed by Monsanto Corporation and the GlaxoSmithKline Pharmaceutical Company. Yes, the coordinators and implementers of the Biotech Industrial Organization, BIO, and their International Corporate Convention, June 19 through 22nd in Philadelphia, and the subjects of the BioDEV.org protests and Reclaim the Commons.net protests, who seek to worsen the world with genetically altered foods, genetically altered farmer seeds, environmental destruction of unspeakable proportions, and as we suspect here at Radio Volta, on the night of the Send Michael Jackson to the Vatican show, biotechnologically fucking up Michael's face. Biotech Industry Organization, you are Assholes of the Week. You heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Laura Hoare. DOA did Masters of War, which went out to Mr. Ed Gold of Canada for all that he's done for the show and now for the grueling archives and blog project at ReverendBookburn.com. Before DOA, you heard Crucifix doing When the Top Comes Off. Red Tide did Incubator Slide. Subhumans did Someone Is Lying. Tom Robinson Band with Sector 27 did Bitterly Disappointed, our Father's Day song. Jello Biafra with Mojo Nixon did Will the Fetus Be Aborted. Rudimentary Peni did Alice Crucifies the Pedophiles and Army of Jesus. Autistic Behavior did Perfect Order and started off with Weird Al Yankovic doing Fat. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. And tonight the theme has been Send Michael Jackson to the Vatican, Part 1. Next week is Part 2. And we will have a lot of fun with that, covered the material we didn't get to because we had so much music and other stuff to cover. And plus it'll give you another week to send me cool stuff on the subject. Write to Reverend Bookburn at Quail, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, Quail at sjcdc.org. And especially send the Michael Jackson and Priest stuff. Michael, be sure to go to drsusanblock.com. The birthday girl, one of the two birthday girls, along with St. Aunt Marie. Thank you to Marlon, the great engineer. Thank you to Ward Sutton and Robin's Bookstore. Thank you to Sam from the BioDev, the BioDemocracy 2005 protests, for helping, and numerous others. Let's see. DOA's recordings, if you like that track, is from Sudden Death Records, suddendeath.com. Very talked out. Again, the Reverend's webpage, well, there's one at Radio Volta on DJ Pages, The Reverend Is In, and now the new blog and show archive site is at reverendbookburn.com. Let's play from a benefit compilation called Green Revolution, A Good Planet Is Hard to Find, and that is a benefit for the Canadian Greens. And this is entitled We Came, We Saw. Here is Vice Squad.
Security, but nothing's certain anyway. get to live from day to day, okay. Dedication's absolute. Here we are, the living proof. Face to face to tell the truth to you. We came, we saw. We're ready and we're back for more. Join hands and stand together once for all. They steal our creativity, sentence us to poverty. It's legal daylight robbery, you see. The page is written long ago, a script for life, a minor role. So we got time to take control and go. We came, we saw. We're ready and we're there for more. Join hands and stand together, one for all.
Bottom today. And they call it democracy. See the loaded eyes of the children too, trying to make the best of it the way kids do. One day you're gonna rise from your habitual feast to find yourself staring down the throat of the beast they call the revolution. IMF, dirty IMF, takes away everything you can get. Always making certain that there's only thing left. Keep them on the hook within support of the day.